odd.
Would you use a different word if it was a woman and not a man?
Well, they wouldn't be dressed properly.
Okay, do you ever use the word dutchy or tacky?
Could be tacky.
What do you call it when a woman is wearing her best clothes? You'd say she's really...
got a good-looking outfit on.
Uh-huh. Would you say, she sure got all...
dialed up.
And if it were a man, you'd say he's really...
dressed up.
Okay. What word would you use to refer to an old person that is very lively and gets around unusually well? You might say, he certainly...
is a nice old gentleman.
Okay. And suppose you wanted to tell me that he gets around all the time and he's lively and all this. How would you say that?
He gets around gracefully.
Okay. Would you ever use a... I'm going to say four words, and then you tell me which one you think you would use, okay? Chipper, lively, pert, right pert, or
he gets around real lively.
Spry?
Spry.
How? Which one? You think lively first?
Yeah, I think so.
Which one second, do you think?
Spry.
You'd say that someone who never wants to do any work and doesn't have any ambition is very...
Now you say that again.
Okay, I'm sorry, I might have gone too fast. You'd say that someone who never wants to do any work and doesn't have any ambition at all...
is lazy.
Okay. Now, when... I know I hate to keep bothering you to do this, but when you block your mouth, it changes the way you talk. And then it doesn't work when I try to write it out, okay?
Mm-hmm, I'll try to.
Okay, I know it's hard because it's hard to sit still. What do you call a bird that makes a hole in a tree trunk with its bill?
A lark, ain't it?
Okay, and they have another one that they call... You know, they have that cartoon Woody...
Woody... what is that? Woody... I know, but I can't think.
About that bird that always goes...
Woodpecker.
I said it was a woodpecker.
Right. Would you say that again?
Woodpecker.
Did you ever hear of peckerwood?
Yeah, I've heard of.
Is that the same thing?
Yeah.
What's the difference? When would you use one word and when would you use the other?
The lark and the woodpecker is all the same, I think.
No.
Well, I don't know the difference.
Well, you know, Arthur's the one that gets up on top of the tree.
Well, don't he pick on a bar?
No, but that woodpecker.
Well, I see the woodpecker.
Okay. What do you call an insect that jumps around in the grass? It's not a cricket.
Grasshopper.
Okay. What do you call it when somebody or something goes out of control? Suppose the highway was icy, and instead of going straight, the car went like this.
Sliding. Slipping and sliding.
Did you say he went...
wobbly.
That's good. Did you ever use a word like, would you say cattywampus, anti-goggling?
Well, I would say that it was wobbling.
Wobbling.
Okay.
What about an explosion? Suppose something exploded and you'd say the piece was went...
way up.
Uh-huh. Would you ever say ever which way?
Ever which way, yeah, when you have an explosion to go ever which way.
What do you call an old, dilapidated house that evil spirits might live in?
Ghosted.
And what's the house that they live in?
A haunted house.
And what do you call those people that live in that house?
Ghosted.
What do you call something like a black cat that people say brings bad luck?
A black... run across the road. Some people don't like it.
Uh-huh.
But just black cat.
Uh-huh. What do you call it? Like, suppose someone says if you break a mirror, that's...